Exodus chapter 33. Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people that you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your offspring. I will send an angel before you, and will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, for you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you on the way." When the people heard this evil news, they mourned, and no one put on his jewelry. Yahweh had said to Moses, "Tell the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go up among you for one moment, I would consume you. Therefore, now take off your jewelry from you, that I may know what to do with you." The children of Israel stripped themselves of their jewelry from Mount Horeb onward. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitched it outside the camp, far away from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. Everyone who sought Yahweh went out to the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. When Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose up and stood, everyone at their tent door, and watched Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered into the tent, the pillar of cloud descended, stood at the door of the tent, and Yahweh spoke with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the door of the tent, and all the people rose up and worshipped, everyone at their own tent door. Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. He turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, didn't depart from the tent. Moses said to Yahweh, "Behold, you tell me, bring up this people, and you haven't let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your way, now that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses said to them, "If your presence doesn't go with me, don't carry us up from here. For how would people know that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Isn't it that you go with us so that we are separated, I and your people, from all the people who are on the surface of the earth?" Yahweh said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim Yahweh's name before you. I will be gracious to whom I will cry. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." He said, "You cannot see my face, for man may not see me and live." Yahweh also said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. It will happen when my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand until I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, and my face shall not be seen." Exodus chapter 34. Yahweh said to Moses, "Chisel 2 stone tablets like the first. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. No one shall come up with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Do not let the flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain." He chiseled 2 tablets of stone like the first. Then Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand 2 stone tablets. Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed Yahweh's name. Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, "Yahweh, Yahweh, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and disobedience and sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity the fathers on the children, and on the children's children, on the third and on the fourth generation. Moses hurried and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. He said, If now I have found favor in your sight, Lord, please let the Lord go among us, even though this is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. He said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels, such as have not been worked in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is an awesome thing that I do with you. Observe that which I command you today. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Be careful, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be for a snare among you. But you shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars, and you shall cut down their Asherah poles. For you shall worship no other god, for Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Don't make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, lest they play the prostitute after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and one call you and set and eat of his sacrifices. And you take of their daughters to your sons, and their daughters play the prostitute after their gods, and make your sons play the prostitute after their gods. You shall make no cast idols for yourselves. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I command you. At the time appointed in Mount Aviv, or the month of Aviv, for in the month of Aviv you came out of Egypt. All that opens the womb is mine, and all your livestock that is male, the firstborn of a cow and sheep. You shall redeem the firstborn of a donkey with a lamb. If you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. You shall redeem all the firstborn of your sons. No one shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. You shall observe the feast of weeks with the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of harvest at the year's end. 3 times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord Yahweh, the God of Israel. For I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land when you go up to appear before Yahweh, your God, 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. The sacrifice of the feast of Passover shall not be left till the morning. You shall bring the feast of the first fruits of the ground to the house of Yahweh, your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Yahweh said to Moses, Write these words for an ordinance. With these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. He was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. He wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the covenant in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, Moses didn't know that the skin of his face was shone by reason of his speaking with him. When Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. After all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them all the commandments that Yahweh had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses was done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke to the children of Israel that which he commanded. The children of Israel saw Moses' face, that the skin of Moses' face shone. So Moses put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Exodus chapter 35. Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel and said to them, These are the words which Yahweh has commanded that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath, a solemn rest to Yahweh. Whoever does any work in it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your inhabitations on the Sabbath day. Moses spoke to all the congregation, the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, Take from among you an offering to Yahweh. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it in Yahweh's offering, gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin dyed red, sea cow hides, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Let every wise-hearted man among you come and make all that Yahweh has commanded. The tabernacle, its outer covering, its roof, its clasp, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. The ark and its poles, the mercy seat, the veil of the screen. The table with its poles and all its vessels, and the showbread. The lampstand also for the light with its vessels, its lamps, the oil for the light. And the altar of incense with its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, the screen for the door. At the door of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering, with its grating of bronze, its poles, and all its vessels, the basin and its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pins of the tabernacle, the pins of the court, and their cords, the finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, minister in the priest's office. All the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. They came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit was willing, and brought Yahweh's offering for the work of the tent of meeting, and for all of its service, and for the holy garments. They came both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought brooches, earrings, signet rings, and armlets, and jewels of gold, every man who offered an offering of gold to Yahweh. Everyone with whom was found blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins, dyed red, and sea cow hides, brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver and bronze brought Yahweh's offering, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were wise-hearted spun with their hands and brought that which they had spun, the blue, the purple, the scarlet, and the fine linen. All the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun the goat's hair. The rulers brought the onyx stones and the stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, with the spice and the oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a freewill offering to Yahweh, every man and a woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the work which Yahweh had commanded to be made by Moses. Moses said to the children of Israel, Behold, Yahweh has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of and the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of workmanship. And to make skillful works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting stones for setting and in carving of wood, to work in all kinds of skilled workmanship. He has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahishma, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart to work all kinds of workmanship, of the engraver, of the skillful workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue, and purple, and scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of those who do any workmanship, and of those who make skillful works.